Alrighty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dave Gahari. He is the co-author of Erasing the Liberty with Phil Turney and the producer of the full-length film about Israel's attack on the USS Liberty on June 8, 1967, 52 years ago today. The website that you will want to visit is erasingtheliberty.com. And also visit usslibertymovie.com. And do be sure and order a shirt at the website erasingtheliberty.com. Up at the top, you will see the shirt. Order one. It will help. So, all righty. Dave, we were talking about what LBJ said. Told Geis.
Yes, and thank you for pointing people to the website because that's the way we're going to get this done, and
yes.
we're going to vanquish this this evil spirit that reigns over this matter and many others. So Johnson said, according to the admiral, he told David Geis, or he told David Lewis this, Admiral Geis told Dave Lewis this, that this is what Johnson said. And then he said to, actually prior to that, he said, look, I'm going to tell you something. I think you should know why we didn't come to your aid. But what I'm going to tell you, you cannot tell anyone else until after I have died. And Dave Lewis promised that he would not tell anybody, and he never did. As a matter of fact, it was at I don't remember the year actually right now, but a reunion that they had, the Liberty Survivors, which, you know, those guys getting together was sparked by the second book that came out about the Liberty. Many people think it's the first book. It's a book by one of the survivors, this Jim Ennis guy. Who has been instrumental in making sure that Liberty Story stays under wraps. you wouldn't think that's the case, but and there's another phone going off, right? But very strangely, this guy, has thwarted efforts at getting the Liberty Story out to the larger audiences. And I don't know exactly why that is, but there is evidence that that's the case, and we can talk about that later if you'd like. But they're at a reunion, and one of the people there was talking to Dave Lewis and said, yeah, didn't you say that you met with Admiral Geis and he told you that he told you something, and he said never to say it until he was dead? And she said, yeah, that's right, and I haven't said anything. Well, why don't you tell me now? He said, because I'm not going to. He's dead. Geis had died. And that's when Dave Lewis told the story. So that was a hidden piece of the USS Liberty that nobody knew about, because he swore that he would never say anything. Then when he found out that Admiral Geis had passed, that's when he disseminated that information. And the skipper aboard the America, who I mentioned earlier, Don Engen, Don heard it as well. And one of the Liberty survivors, who was a CT, who's in the book Erasing the Liberty, who I've met several times and who gave me a lot of help on the revision of the book in the way of proofreading and fact-checking. We spent literally probably 24 hours total on that, or maybe more, over the phone, going over every last thing. He had lunch with Don Engen, and Don Engen and Joe Lentini talked about that, and he relayed the same story that Dave Lewis relayed from Admiral Geis. So Johnson didn't say he wanted the ship on the bottom of the sea. And I think the reason that a lot of people want to believe that is because they want to believe that the Liberty massacre was a false flag attack like 9/11. And from my evidence, I don't think that that's the case. Because, and primarily because, the idea that, you know, let's sink the Liberty and then blame it on Egypt, or as you said, the United Arab Republic, and then get the United States in the war on Israel's side, the war was over.
Right.
There was no war to get involved in, number one. And number two is, if they wanted to sink the Liberty, then the jets that attacked the Liberty could have just used one heavy bomb and sunk the Liberty. And they were capable of carrying heavy bombs. The second set of jets, the Mysteres, could have dropped one heavy bomb and sunk the Liberty. It was just a virtually unarmed, non-combatant, a cargo ship, you know, a converted cargo ship. That's what the Liberty was, and wasn't built as a warship, so they could have sent it to the bottom, no problem. But that's not what they wanted to do. What they wanted to do was disable the communications of the Liberty so the Liberty couldn't transmit the messages to Washington about what was about to happen. And that was the keystone of their illegal land grab, and that was taking the Golan Heights. So the Liberty's position in the Eastern Mediterranean was right almost in the middle of where Israeli mechanized divisions would have had to pass to go to the Golan Heights. And people don't understand and it's not their fault, but they don't understand the geopolitical position of the world at that time. That, you know, you had the Vietnam War going on, you had hundreds of American boys coming home in body bags, and a few dead sailors, really, for this savage who was the president, who had something to do with JFK being massacred in broad daylight, and then ramping up the Vietnam War before JFK was even buried.
Right.
This savage saying a few dead sailors, really, it wasn't a big deal, you know, put into context of what was happening in the summer of, or the spring, actually, of 1967. So this is something that people want to believe, that it was a false flag. Again, the evidence doesn't bear that out. They needed to disable the Liberty's communications, which they thought they did, but they didn't. And they, at least this is the Israeli Air Force, but the Israeli Navy, which were the three motor torpedo boats that attacked the Liberty much, much more viciously than, believe it or not, than the planes did. I think that the operation to take out the Liberty's communications was hastily put together, and it wasn't carried out in the way that they really wanted it to. Because I think that the Israeli Navy really didn't get the message that, you know, you shouldn't try to sink this ship. We just want to cut off its communications. Really, they wanted it away from the coastline.
Right.
Because the Liberty operated on what's called line of sight. They had to be able to see to pick up the messages. And they actually warned the night before the massacre on June 8th, they warned the United States via the defense attaché in Tel Aviv to get the Liberty away from the Israeli coast or it would be attacked. And that's another part of this whole story that most people are unaware of. And that was revealed in a congressional subcommittee hearing that took place shortly after the massacre, where a member of the Central Intelligence Agency gave that information to the congressman. And it was corroborated by Stephen Green, who wrote the book Taking Sides about militant Israel. So I don't think the Navy was in on the plan just to disable the ship. They just didn't want it to be able to communicate. And as I said, they were able to get the SOS off, even though they were being jammed. Their tactical and distress frequencies were being jammed. They were able to get the SOS off, which was intercepted by the Saratoga, which, of course, led to the whole event that we're talking about, the planes being called back.
Wow.
It's a lot of stuff, Deanna. There's a lot of moving parts to the Liberty story. And it's not as simple as, you know, Johnson planned it. And that's something that, unfortunately, recently there have been some authors who have put out books on the Liberty which want to shift the responsibility of the massacre more toward LBJ and the United States than from where it originated, which was Moshe Dayan and Israel. Moshe Dayan was appointed defense minister on the day of the outbreak of the Six-Day War, which was June 5. Went from June 5 to June 10. And they had a smashing success in the war because, in many ways, not because of the support that was given to them by the United States, because there was very little support given by the United States to Israel, but because of the Jewish spies that I mentioned earlier who were implanted in foreign governments, who were spying on those host countries for Israel. So they were able to get intelligence that allowed them to take out the Egyptian Air Force in an hour and a half. Because the Egyptian Air Force wasn't planning on attacking Israel. Israel said, oh, we had to defend ourselves. No, they even admitted that, you know, decades later or 15 years later, that it was 15 years later that, you know, let's admit, I think it was one of those terrorist prime ministers, you know, let's be honest with ourselves. Egypt was not about to attack us. We attacked them, which now is borne out with the historical record. But when it's happening, like a 9/11 or something like that, you really don't know. You know, hindsight's 20/20. But Egypt was never planning on attacking Israel.
Right.
That was the really they had to do it, Israel, because, and this is another part of the story which people don't know about, is that the actual war was supposed to happen a week later. And you know, the only reason it was ramped up a week earlier was because the vice president of Egypt was in Washington, D.C. to discuss an agreement to ratchet down the tensions. When Israel got word of that because of the infestation of Jews and pro-Israel types in our government, in the United States government, that's when they ramped it up and said, we can't risk that they're going to, you know, call us all off from the precipice. Let's launch the attack. And it caught the United States off guard. But the United States had no assets in the area to assist Israel in doing what they did, although they were blamed by Egypt and Syria for doing just that. So the only relationship that the United States and Israel had at that time, besides the number of Jews, American Jews who had dual citizenship, was the relationship between the American CIA and the Israeli Mossad. That was really what bound them in the United States' fight against communism. So they used Israeli assets, who some of them were still living in communist bloc nations, because most of those Jews that created Israel obviously came from the Soviet Union. They came from those Soviet countries. So they were still in place, and they used them for that purpose. So there was no, you know, here, have 500 F-35 Lightning IIs, the top jet that we produced here, for free. As a matter of fact, we'll pay you to take them. There was none of that. Kennedy was the first president to understand the electoral value of appeasing Jews in the United States. But at the time, in 1967, the United States was not supplying Israel much of anything.
And so he was murdered, obviously. Now, what were they doing? What were they seeing? What were the Americans, the people on that ship, what were they seeing You mentioned they had to have line of sight.
Yeah, they weren't seeing anything really. You know, when they were steaming into their station there, which was in international waters, about 13 miles off the coast, steaming in like a little dog leg pattern at about 5 knots. Well, they could see smoke on the beach, from bombing. They could see a minaret. They really couldn't see anything. They couldn't see the 500 plus Egyptian POWs who were massacred by the Israeli military. They couldn't see that. That's a reason that a lot of people give for, the attack, the massacre on the Liberty, because of the Egyptian POWs. And that came to light many years later, and that the Israelis even admitted that they murdered these unarmed prisoners of war in the way that they claim the Nazis did. They let them sit at the edge of a ditch, shot them in the back of the head, had their fellow soldiers push them in the hole, and did the same thing to them. This is what the Israelis did. But you won't read this anywhere, although it was in the New York Times. You won't read this nowadays. It won't be disseminated. As a matter of fact, you could even be punished for talking about it now in the state that I live in, Florida. But their primary mission, as I said, was to pick up communications. So it's not like they would be on deck looking for something. They'd be below decks with headphones on, listening for signals. And they would take those signals and send them then to Washington. They had linguists aboard, Russian linguists, because the main reason they had the Russian linguists aboard is the United States wanted to make sure that Russia, the Soviet Union, was not interjecting itself in this conflict, because they did have assets in the region. They did have planes in Egypt, and they wanted to make sure that it was just a quote-unquote fair fight. And of course, the Soviets wanted to make sure that the United States stayed out of it as well. And that was the reason for, and this gets back to your question and your comment about that Laos LBJ. Why were the planes called back? Why couldn't simply planes be launched to go check out the Liberty to make sure it was okay? And because of the great benefit I've had of talking to as many people as I've had and interviewing these people at length, I was able to interview over many hours, over many days, one of the fellas who worked in the what was called the MOLINK, the Moscow-Washington hotline, the Washington-Moscow hotline. You know, we hear about that term, the hotline, that we imagine it's like a red phone that, you pick up. But this contraption, this MOLINK, which was inside the Pentagon in the National Military Command Center, it was set up by JFK to prevent a Cuban Missile Crisis type event from happening again, to make sure that the lines of communications were opened. It was never used prior to the Liberty Massacre. And the first time it was ever used was when the Soviet Premier Kosygin called LBJ and told him if he doesn't get those planes pulled back, they were going to shoot them out of the air.
Wow.
And that was why Johnson pulled the planes back. Not because he wanted the Liberty sunk.
Oh.
Right. And this is, again, something that very, very few people know, because the fellow who told me about it, and believe me, I grilled this guy, in all directions. He was there,
Wow. Interesting. Gosh. All righty. We will be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and we have a who I consider a hero on the program today, Dave Gahary, for speaking out and just not really caring what others think or how he may be jeopardizing his own safety. He is going to tell the truth about the USS Liberty no matter what. And he's talking about Israel's attack of the USS Liberty on June 8th, 1967, which is 52 years ago today. For those of you who would like to join a chat in the chat room, I invite you to visit spingola.chatango.com. All righty, Dave.
I'm getting... Because in that email blast that went out, because people have wear all different sizes of T-shirts, but the main sizes, I guess, according to the research I did, were small, medium, large, XL and XXL. But there are people who are requesting larger sizes, and what I'm saying is that I'll find out Monday. I wish I could find out now, but it's not like us, right? I mean, we work 7 days a week, but regular companies, you know, they get off on the weekends. But
oh my gosh!
Yeah, kidding. Yeah, I know, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, I ordered small, so.
Yes.
If you ordered the wrong size, give it to somebody of the right size and then order another size. That's the way to take care of it.
Well, that's just very nice, and you know that would obviously spread the word even more. But that's obviously that design is going to raise a lot of eyebrows.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's the idea. They have, you know, you're talking about the censorship. And I got an email from somebody today, and they said that unfortunately they were wrong. They were looking at it, said, the movie trailer, you know, YouTube took it down. And so when I went to the site, the USSLibertyMovie.com site, I expected it to be gone because that's what they do, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it was still there. But it might have been someone else might have put the movie trailer on their site,
and maybe it was gone from their site.
That's what I think. And I have talked to a bunch of people over the past couple of days who have had their entire channels purged by YouTube, which is owned by Google. A lot of people call YouTube JuTube and Google Joogle for the reason that they obviously take the position of protecting Jews or the Jewish viewpoint at the expense of other people. And I think that this purge is particularly unsettling. And as I said, it's not going to be until this is resolved, probably legislatively, that we're going to get some relief from this. And I think we're entering this very dark period where they are figuratively burning books. And
right.
Yeah, people should be allowed to read whatever they want up to certain limits. And, you know, there are limits as to what should be able to be disseminated.
But, well, if you can buy something, which I understand people can buy stuff about pedophilia and all this other stuff on the internet, and yet you can't purchase something that is actually a value, but you can purchase garbage, but just not the truth. And I have another friend, Mark, who also lives in Florida, had a mailing list of about 10,000 people, and and now it's down to just under 300. But he emailed a lengthy list of all these wonderful websites and references to what you're talking about today. But they just pretty much wiped out his entire emails list of 10,000 people.
It's I mean, there obviously is a commercial component to this, which I think is probably predominant. You know, just like the, you know, unfettered immigration. I think primarily that's a commercially instigated, that, you know, people, once they reach a certain age, and they have this stuff all broken down. When I say they, I mean the, you know, the planners, the economic planners, where once you reach a certain age, you buy this much less and so on. You know, you're not in your prime earning years or prime spending years. So anyway, see you on the other side.
Right. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Reaching for a dream of peace.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dave Ghari. He is the co-author of Erasing the Liberty with Phil Turney, who was on that ship and survived, and is a wonderful, wonderful individual. And Dave is also the producer of the full-length film about Israel's attack of the USS Liberty, which occurred 52 years ago today, on June 8, 1967. Now, people don't know what they don't know, and there's a lot of ignorance out there, and people believe that they think it's okay if the government surveils them. And I've had friends that say, well, if I'm not doing anything wrong, then I shouldn't have anything to worry about. And it's okay if they listen. But another problem, too, is that there are ignorant people who assume that if your book or your something of yours has been censored, that it must be because you're perpetuating or promulgating garbage or something that isn't true, when in fact it's just the opposite. You are telling the truth about an event or a situation, and certain people use that against you to criminalize you instead of criminalizing the actual criminals who are very prominent in our government.
That's, you know, and I've said this for many years, is that, you know, the problem is not, you know, the bad guys, whatever you want to call them. Everybody has different names for them. The problem is your neighbor, because your neighbor is abysmally ignorant, and they will turn on you in a heartbeat before they turn on the real criminals.
Right.
And that is a problem, and that's probably why Mark Twain said that freedom of speech is best exercised from the grave, because you catch hell here on earth for telling the truth. And for many people, it's not worth it.
Wow. He said a lot of very, very interesting things. But he's right.
Absolutely
right.
Absolutely, 100%. And by the way, I didn't comment on what you said before or after the last break. I appreciate you saying those nice things about me. Of course, I mean, you know me. I don't consider myself heroic for doing this. You know, I could say the same thing about somebody like you, who, you know, and even more so because you are, you know, on the airwaves regularly, you know, talking about stuff that people don't want to hear. Many people don't want to hear. So, you know, I take my hat off to you for doing what you do. I mean, this particular thing that I'm doing, which I consider a mission with that Phil and I are doing, that we're not going to fail at, is in many ways just that. It's a mission. You know, the mission is to get this story out on what used to be called, I guess, celluloid, on film. And until that happens, then neither of us will be able to rest, because that's what's moving us. And I know he, just like me, I mean, he was on the ship, as you said, and he's got to deal with all the stuff that comes with that. But both of us have a large amount of anger, and it's contained. It's like I'm speaking now and I don't sound angry, but inside there's a lot of anger, and the anger is directed toward those organisms who have disgraced the memory of these boys, these men, the U.S. Navy, the United States of America, and the world, for erasing, trying to erase and snuffing out this story. So it has to be done. Am I scared about it? And at this point, no. Perhaps that might change later, but at this point, I'm not. I know there have been people who tried to do the same, and they ended up dead. One of them got into a one-car crash coming back from a Liberty reunion, and the other one supposedly killed himself. And
wow.
Yes, so these two fellas had just secured funding for a film, and they're dead. It's funny how that happens, but at this point, no, Deanna, I'm not threatened. I haven't been threatened. I'm not scared. I've never had really any problems. You know, I fly regularly. We go around the country to talk about the Liberty, for other matters, not for vacation, but, you know, we live in Florida, and when you live in Florida, you really don't have to go on vacation, but, which is one of the perks of it. But, I've never been, you know, my flights have never been disrupted. I've never been, you know, excessively patted down. I've never really been pulled aside for anything. So, at this point, I think I'm just like a regular person, nothing to worry about. Just somebody interested in helping to get this story out with the assistance of a really big team, you know, you included. I mean, there are so many people who have reached out to me and Phil and wanted to help and want to help and do help. And it's really a team effort. And that's the way I look at it. It's not one person. And even though I called myself, you know, producer of that, I mean, I've never made a movie. It's just that there aren't too many people who know the story as well as I do. And I want to make sure that however it's done, it's told factually. And that's the important part of it. It's not the question of, well, why did Israel attack the Liberty? Who cares? That doesn't matter. What matters is how it happened and showing that on the big screen and just the facts and letting people know that it's a true story and this is a part of history that they don't want you to know about. And I think that's going to be really an impetus into other younger filmmakers coming forward and saying, you know what, this might be a whole new genre of films, films without a happy ending, because there really is no happy ending in the Liberty story. Even when the story's told, these men are still going to be living with these mental and physical scars.
Oh, absolutely. And something like that, just the fact that all of this has been covered up and they haven't been protected and their government totally, completely failed them is just a tragedy in and of itself. And I am grateful that you and Phil have accepted this mission, because a lot of people, even if they know something, they probably maybe feel, oh, it's too much trouble, or it's this, let's just get on with our life and not worry about it, and it's somebody else will do it. Somebody will do it. We don't have to do it, but that is not your attitude. You both decided, hey, this is going to be our mission. We're going to do this. We're going to do it right, and you've literally devoted your life to it.
Yeah, and you know, my wife has she not anymore. You know, in the beginning, it was tough to get adjusted to because of the entire, you know, the work, the entire amount of work that you have to do to make sure that, you know, you have the right facts. So, yeah, I have. And, you know, but I love this kind of stuff anyway, just like you do. I mean, mm-hmm. Heck, you've written some masterpieces. You know, your books are incredible. And so you know what it takes to, you know, hunker down and do this and why you have done it. So I'm only interested in getting the story out so the story's told and there aren't really any questions anymore about, you know, did Johnson say this or did this person say that or did it happen this way or that way? Here's the facts. This is what happened. And then this can go into the history books. Mm-hmm. You know, it will be a strike against the censors. In this case, it's primarily, as I said, Jewish censors who want to snuff this story out because it will make them look bad, because they feel an affinity to Israel. And if Israel looks bad, then they look bad. And my attitude is, guess what, buddy? It's time to look bad. You're going down. Mm-hmm. And it, because what you did is wrong, what you're doing is wrong, and it's over. And it's as simple as that.
Well, just the entire story about how they came in and stole land, paid off Truman, and did so many other things, killed presidents. It isn't just one thing. It's a whole history, a lengthy history. Yet the Washington Jewish Week reported on October 9th, 1997, and I quote, "Israel need not apologize for the assassination or destruction of those who seek to destroy it. The first order of business for any country is the protection of its people," unquote. So that means that they can come and assassinate a president if they need to, or feel the need to, or they can destroy people whose land they have stolen. It's just amazing. The what do they call that? Where people there's a word for it, a Jewish word actually.
Chutzpah?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the gall. You know, they don't even think of it as gall. That's just you know, they're built with that. Mm-hmm. That's why I was saying they could do whatever they want, but it's up to other people to tell them no. No, just because you can buy me a million times over for the rest of your life, I'm not going to do that for you. I'm not going to lie about what you did to this ship and to its crew. So it's the many times the non-Jews who really are more culpable, just like getting back to Washington's cover-up, which really began almost instantaneously in Congress, precipitated by American Jewish congressmen and senators. So mm-hmm. when word came about the Liberty to Washington, the American Jewish senators and congressmen took to the floor of their respective political bodies, the House and the Senate, mm-hmm. and they began to make apologies for Israel. So that's where it began. Johnson just ran with it for a variety of reasons, and one of the reasons was they didn't want to admit, the Pentagon didn't want to admit that they had these type of ships off the coastlines of other countries, obviously. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to minimize the damage that could be created. Hey, I saw that same type of ship off our coastline there. That's what it is, huh? It's a spy ship. Okay, now we know. But these American Jews were and are the ones. That's the prime mover of the cover-up now. You know, the ADL, that vicious, nasty organization that mm-hmm. was created to defend a murderer. The SPLC, that pile of garbage organization that discredited pile of garbage. Other groups have the chutzpah to claim that the Liberty Massacre is a conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. I want to meet Abe Foxman and talk to him about that, even though he's not in charge anymore, that nasty creature Greenblatt is. But I'd like to meet these creatures and have them tell me to my face that it's a conspiracy theory. And let me introduce them to some Liberty survivors and let them say it to their face.
Right.
Of course, they never will. But that's why I said this creature, this beast, needs to be vanquished. And it will do all of us good by telling this story because of the blanket of censorship that's occurring in this once great nation.
Mm-hmm. And you're right. And it's they have the ability to pay people off, to withhold privileges, to do so many things. And there's just enough really dishonest people who will accept bribes and who will work as a politician to do what they're told to do and to cover their butts, because they're greedy and they know where the money is. They know where it's coming from. And they've sold their souls, as far as I'm concerned. Someone in the chat room posted, it's easier to fool people than convince them they have been fooled. And yeah. I believe that's true.
Yes, yes. That's a great... It's true.
It is.
It's so true. I saw that on a book cover, on the back of a book cover. I forget who that's ascribed to, but yeah, it really is. And that's why... And I've been saying this for a while. That's why and I'm not, you know, maybe I shouldn't have adopted this position. But it's to me, it's much more profitable time-wise to hang out with people like you and people like us, because I've actually physically done it, you know, especially being, you know, a writer for American Free Press. I've had the, you know, great fortune of going to events and meeting with people. And then, of course, with the Liberty and other events, you get to actually hang out with people who are on your same wavelength. It's much more profitable time-wise and other ways to hang out with people like us than it is to mingle with those who are not yet, as far as I'm concerned, up to speed. So it's like in that movie The Matrix where, you know, Neo and Morpheus are walking through, you know, a city or wherever they're at, and there's a bunch of people who don't even recognize them. You know, I consider people not woken up to the realities of, like, the stuff we're talking about, not just the liberty, but all of these other matters, as those people who are just walking around without a clue. I really believe that there's two dimensions, at least, of people who, you know, because you and I could bang ourselves in the head, you know, trying to wake somebody up about something, but they don't want to listen. What's the use?
Exactly. All righty, we're going to a quick break, and we will take your phone calls in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dave Gahary, the co-author of Erasing the Liberty with Phil Turney and the producer of the full-length film about Israel's attack of the USS Liberty on June 8, 1967, 52 years ago today. The websites are erasingtheliberty.com. Be sure and order a shirt. They're very well done, just a gorgeous shirt. And the other website is usslibertymovie.com. We will be taking your calls in the next hour at 800-313-9443. You know, another problem, too, is that the dumbing down of society, people are not being educated. People are not reading. People are not they're not interacting with most people were educated in government schools, and so of course they're going to get the government's view on everything. So they're not learning about these kinds of things at school. They're also not taught to be a critical thinker and to think things through. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. They've removed, certain courses from the public education system, like civics. And of course the big danger is now with this Soviet style censorship. What about the kids who are learning now? They're not going to know anything. I mean, and this is what they want, And again, I think that most of it is commercially instigated. But I was talking about that, the unfettered immigration. I mean, we're going to spend less as we get older. That's just a fact. They need that new blood in this country. The companies need that new blood in order to generate profits so they could pay their CEOs $25, $50 million a year continue to charge higher and higher prices for the crap they sell, even though they're paying the person in China a dollar a day.
Right.
That never made sense to me. How is it that now you're getting your labor, which is 2/3 of cost of production, from China? You're paying Chinamen $1 a day, but the crap that you're selling in Home Depot, which breaks, the day after you get it, it costs more.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a lot of again moving parts to not just this story about the Liberty, but to the situation we find ourselves in, and probably that's the main reason why it's so difficult to get anything done, is because of all these moving parts. I mean, similar to, you got Trump coming in, the first non-politician coming into this type of position of power, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then he meets the realities of all of these moving parts. And then he's like, geez, I guess I can't do it. I'm going to use my emergency powers. Geez, I guess I can't do that either, because then you've got, judicial activists on in one corner making sure that it doesn't happen. I mean, it's a fascinating, mosaic of power and moving parts in this country. But, in order to get something done like this, where you've got, a clear Jewish-controlled media, which obviously we'll talk about on the other side.
Right. All right. We will be right back. Stay with us. And anyway, buy a shirt. Go to the website and buy one of those shirts, or more than one. Be right back.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.